This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
I went on vacation recently and I joined a really good friend of mine along with some of her newer friends. The goal, don't look at a watch, don't look in a mirror, just enjoy hiking, rafting, eating, and sleeping. And that part of it I loved, but I had a hard time with the conversations. I figured there'd be plenty of superficial chit-chat, getting to know you type stuff, but I really wanted to go deeper. I asked some of my friends who were believers in Jesus to pray with me ahead of the trip that I would have boldness and I would have the right words to speak. And then I got on the trip and the conversations felt awkward. I got some blank stares when trying to talk about spiritual things and comments like, well, I'm not religious. After the trip, I had a mixture of enjoyment because who doesn't love a vacation? But I also felt discouraged because it didn't go the way that I expected to. And isn't that so often how life is? We do our best, but we don't always get the results that we like. And I have struggled with second-guessing whether I'm the right person to tell others about the Savior their soul is longing for. Maybe I just fumbled my words too much, or maybe that's just for someone else, like a pastor, who that this is his job and he's more skilled at it than me. But then I remembered I'm the messenger, not the message. And the message of the good news of Jesus Christ is stronger than my shortcomings. And what God is asking those of us to do who believe his message is to tell others about it, even when we feel awkward, even when we don't see it translating, because we're not always going to get the reaction or see the results we desire. But as believers, we walk by faith, not by sight. So God's doing more than we're aware of, and he invites us to join him. Heavenly Father, you love us so much that you sent Jesus to reveal the depths of your great love. His sacrifice on the cross means that as sinners, we can be forgiven of our sins as we believe and receive his perfect gift. It's a challenging message to contemplate and communicate, but it's one you want us to share. I shudder to think of where I would be without you and how grateful I am for those who've taken the time to pour into me because others poured into them. Along with my friend right now, we pray that you would take us to a deeper level of trust in you as our faith grows. May we desire to share you with others, especially those we've shied away from for fear of their reaction. May our love for you be greater than our love for the approval of others. May our faith in you be stronger than our fear of not knowing what to say. Tempting to think you only use people with multiple degrees in theology who have solid answers when faced with difficult questions. But your word is filled with unlikely people doing unlikely things because you are mighty. Forgive us for forgetting that the one we do know is greater than what we don't. Forgive us for having made so many excuses because we were afraid of how we might look. May we boldly and joyfully share you with others because others have boldly and joyfully shared you with us. Help us to create a habit of loving others so well that our love for you overflows into our interactions and conversations with them. When we start to struggle and second guess ourselves, remind us that you are stronger, and in our weakness, you are strong. You are our strength, and we are so thankful that you help us as we strive to honor you when doing hard things. May you be honored in all that we think, say, and do, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith. The Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.